That's not it. Just let yourself go. Let it go. Go with the music. That's it, right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Astro Unicorn.
Astro Unicorn. Astro Unicorn.
What are you doing?
It's called getting down. It's a little before your time if it frightens you.
Don't be afraid.
Nothing frightens me.
Good evening. Welcome to the Astro
Astro Unicorn Radio number 7. We started out with the soothing sounds of Mort Gerson's Symphony for a Spider Plant from the 1976 album called Plantasia. The cover says warm earth music for plants and the people who love them. And you can definitely put this album in the obscure genre of plant music. That is music that is supposed to be good for your plants. So you play this music and then they grow better because the plants supposedly can listen to it. Anyways, I will play some other tricks later on in the show from this very nice album. And next up is some music, aka Mike Paradinas, from 1995, around that year, I think. It's called Tango and effective.
We'll be right back.
buy just a video game from Atari or Intellivision.
Invest in the Wonder Computer of the 1980s for under
$300. The Commodore
VIC-20. Unlike games, it has a real computer keyboard.
With the Commodore VIC-20,
the whole family can learn computing at home.
It plays great games, too.
Under $300, the Wonder Computer of the 1980s. Commodore VIC-20. Coming soon. Commodore brings you Gorf, the Wonder Arcade Game, and Omega Race in home versions.
Yes, that was music with a, I already said a track called Tango Invective. According to the liner notes, you heard a Yamaha DX11 synthesizer, and also a Roland D50 synthesizer, and an Alesis HR16 drum machine. Now, next up is some Jen Hammer. You all know him from the Miami Vice team, but in the 70s he made some crazy shit together with Jerry Goldman. This is the track, it's called No Fear.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to Jean-Michel Jarre with a track called Deserted Palaces from 1973, and it's from one of his first album with also the same name, Deserted Palaces, and it sounds very nice, a bit more obscure sound, but nothing is as obscure from the works of Jean-Michel Jarre than this track, which is Jean-Michel Jarre and Samuel Hobo, and the track is called Freedom Day.
Free, free, freedom, freedom, free, freedom day. Free, free, freedom, freedom, free, freedom day. Listen, my story, baby. Listen to me. Free, free, freedom, freedom, free, freedom day. Free, free, freedom, freedom, free, freedom day. Look at it, try to take it slow, take it easy. Yep, gotta take it. Yeah, my shotgun. When I love the world, babe, you are not a world woman. Ooh, yeah. Free, free, freedom, freedom, free, freedom day. Will you come back, baby? You come back in town. You come back in town. Yeah, give me my shotgun and take the bottle. Give me my bottle and take my shotgun. Free, free, freedom, freedom, free, freedom day. Free, free, freedom, freedom, free. Good day for you, woman. Good day. Yes, you can get it up, woman. Woman, you are not bloody day. Come back,
freedom day. Freedom day.
One more. Free, free,
free, free, free,
free, free,
free, free, free, free,
freedom,
1972, came from a 7-inch, and the other side is kind of the same track, but it's called the Synthetic Man. And next up is one of the best, greatest disco-y, electronic disco-y tracks from Italy, in my opinion. Is it really Italo disco? I don't know, but it's Diana Est with Tenax.
Già mattino intorno
great early Italo classics from Gigi Farina and Franco Rago. Most of you are familiar with it, I'm pretty sure. They made all the early CBS classics. But this track has really beautiful harmonies. And in particular, what strikes is, of course, the totally fucked up ghetto production, which makes it even more great. You could only wonder how good later Italo records would have been with this kind of production. I'm gonna play another creepy old haunting Jean-Michel Jarre track called Poltergeist Party from the early 70s. We'll be right back.
another day to live through. Better get started. Is that all it has been since I inherited the world? Only 3 years. Seems like 100 million. I can't afford the luxury of anger. Anger can make me vulnerable. It can destroy my reason, and reason's the only advantage I have over them. I've got to find where they hide during the day. Uncover every one of them. Now, where did I finish off yesterday? Madison Street to 31st Avenue. 11 kills. Over 3 years. And there's more than half the city I haven't searched.
Machine. Japan is a falsehood. Japan is to speak. Japan is to kiss me. An old reply in my mind. Japan is a falsehood. Japan is to speak. Japan is to kiss me. An old fly in my mind. When I play nervous, I want a telephone. But my conversation, nothing done. Girls of smaller faces, I don't think. My brain is broken. Japan is a falsehood. Japan is to speak. Japan is to kiss me. An old guy in my mind. Japan is a falsehood. Japan is to speak. Japan is to kiss me. Another fly in my mind.
Bologna, and it's a very obscure
stuff. One of the guys, Mr. Andrew, made another record called Magic Planet, but I never heard it. Yeah, still looking for that one. If anybody has that record or knows how it sounds, I don't know, you can send it to the show or something. The next track is Azoto with San Salvador. Great Italian producer. His name is Celso Valli, the man behind Azoto. And San Salvador is the capital of the country El Salvador, which is a country in Central America bordering the North Pacific Ocean between Guatemala and Honduras, with a population of approximately 7 million people. And it's one of the most densely populated nations on the American mainland. the country is also known for its very bloody civil war. It was fought there in the 80s and in the 70s. In the time when this song was made, it was already not a very happy place. It was lots of suppression and you can hear the tragic melancholy in the music in that violin. It's almost like a gypsy violin, but then a South American gypsy violin or something. So it was like a prelude to destruction. I promised to play some more Plant music from Matt Garson's Plantasia album, and the track I'm gonna play is called Mellow Mood for Maidenhair. Enjoy it. Yamaha CS80, on which the ring modulation and bass sounds are being made. Arp Odyssey, on which the lead sound is being made. And Roland SVC vocoder. Because you cannot see it, because it's radio. But now you know. You can imagine it in your head. Okay, let's go.
We're here in a studio for the BBC's Radiophonic Workshop, and it's here that the electronic music and sounds for the BBC television series Doctor Who are composed and recorded. That music you were just hearing is a signature tune to Doctor Who, and Peter Howell, who is one of the six composers who work here, is going to show us how he created and recorded the music.
Well, just in case there's anybody out there who really doesn't know what it looks like or sounds like, this is actually what you see on the programme. Actually, Ron Grainer wrote the original Doctor Who theme, And the producer thought, well, we want to make it a bit brighter and more modern sounding. And so we took Ron Grainer's theme and created a more modern sound.
Mm.
This is the beginning of it.
What did you use to make that sound?
Well, I used this synthesizer here. It's a very modern synthesizer, polyphonic, plays up to 8 notes at a time. And as you can see, there are lots of preset sounds. Take these two sounds here, funky 1 and 2. Let's get that chord going. There we are. Now, in order to get the sting effect, which is on the front of the theme music, if we then introduce what they call the ring modulator.
It's changing it.
That's right.
Sound, isn't it?
I don't know whether you recognise it, but it's what they used on the Dalek voices, the ring modulator. There we are. And it's going further and further, and it's now getting more metallic.
Sounds like a Dalek, doesn't it?
Well, it's got that aggressive sound. Well, that's no good because it hasn't got that sort of sweep on the front. So if we introduce that thing.
Sort of whoosh.
That's it.
Thing
so we've got to introduce that gradually. That's it. Here it comes.
Ah, yes.
That's it. Now we need to record it onto this multi-track tape machine, in this case on track 1.
Mm.
Let's make sure it's going in. Right, so going to record.
We can see the needle moving, which means that we're recording track number 1 of 16 tracks.
That's it, and we've just recorded the sting, so we've started.
And that's how most records are made, isn't it, these
days? That's quite right, yes. Well, let's get back to the theme and think about one of the two sounds that are probably the most recognisable in the theme, the boom-ba-boom sound. So let's try and get that sound. Now, we had the sting set. Let's get rid of the sting. Go back to that sort of sound. There we are, almost there. So, now, actually, for this version of the signature tune, I did a constant bass note like that.
So it's a steady pulse.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've obviously got to keep that in tempo, so you have to play to some sort of metronome. Well, we use a click track like that off a synthesizer.
Mm.
And that enables you to play along with it and be absolutely certain that you're in time.
So a precise tempo. Tune I always think of when anyone mentions Doctor Who is the high-pitched one, the doo-wee-oo.
Ah, yes. Well, that was done on this machine here. Now, I've got the click track on it at the moment, which we heard earlier, so let's get rid of that. Soften the front a bit. There we are. Well, obviously you've got to glide between the notes, because it doesn't really sound like that. So we'll put some glide in. There. Add a bit of echo. Let's see what that sounds like. A bit of wobble on the end. That's basically how it was done. The next phrase was done using this box here, which is the vocoder. And this gives out an electronic but voice-like sort of quality. I'll show you what I mean. If you just play a chord or notes on the keyboard here, you can't actually hear them, but you can see that they've got into the box here by the green light being on there. Now, the only way you can let it out of the box, as it were, is to speak into this microphone, and it comes out of the box sounding like your voice.
So your voice releases the note you're playing on the
keyboard.
That's
right. Look, I'll show you. Here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Peter, what's this over here? Looks very old-fashioned to me.
Well, it is rather, but it's a very useful little box. It's a phase unit. It's what I use for the end explosion. Let's just turn it on. Let's get a sound out of this. That was the old sound we had. Right, well, there's a fairly normal explosion. It's just coming out of there. And if we put it through this box, we'll see that it's got a sort of fireworks sound with it. And although this box actually isn't working very well, in fact it's gone wrong, I think it makes a very good noise anyway. And we never throw anything away at the workshop, actually.
Well, we've seen you using all this electronic equipment, which is all very complicated. Is there anything else you use to create the sounds you're looking for?
Oh, very often we record ourselves banging drain pipes or whirling ashtrays on tabletops and things like that. Anything that can be reduced to a bit of tape and we can work with. I mean, the sound of the TARDIS taking off was actually done with somebody's front door key scraping down a piano string.
For the Doctor Who theme music, you use mainly the synthesizers and electronic equipment.
That's right.
How long did that take you to finish?
Well, it was something like 5.5 weeks, something like that.
Well, thank you very much, Peter.
Pleasure.
Well, let's cut down those 5.5 weeks now to just about a minute and watch Peter Howell as he once more records and creates the theme tune to Doctor Who.
Science Corner is going to tell you some interesting stuff, and we play one more trick, and it's Twilight Moose. Okay, goodbye.